Joining us again now on Day to Day is Christopher Caldwell, senior editor at the Weekly Standard. Christopher, welcome back. And as a good conservative, tell me this, Senator John Kerry's victories in Iowa and New Hampshire have led a lot of people to see him as the front runner in these primaries. Is this good news or bad news for the Republicans?
Well, I think Republicans think it's bad news because they've been of the sincere opinion for the last few months that Howard Dean as a potential nominee was a gift from God. I think Republicans were sort of mistaken about that, but I think Dean is actually a much stronger candidate than he looked. But Kerry will be very tough too, and we can't underestimate the appeal of his war record and the whole arc of his career.
We should note that Governor Dean is certainly still in the race. What is it about his candidacy that holds threat for the Republicans, do you think?
In no sense would Dean be considered a favorite against Bush, but he did have a couple advantages. One is that he reconnected the Democratic Party with what is left of its working class base, with the people who fold shirts in the Gap and flip burgers at Wendy's. But I think the other advantage for Dean is that he is much less easy to pin down ideologically than any of the mainstream Democratic candidates. And in a campaign where one of the biggest liabilities of Bush is his profligacy on the budget, I think Dean would be much more capable of attacking Bush from the right. He's a wild card, and I think there was a lot to fear in Howard Dean, or still is, perhaps.
You know, there are all these news stories this week about the weapons of mass destruction, intelligence, what we knew, what Mr. Bush said. How important is the war in Iraq as a continuing big issue for Democratic voters?
Well, the preliminary evidence that we have from the exit polls in New Hampshire is that it's much less important than we'd thought. I think that only 15% or 20% of New Hampshire Democrats considered the Iraq War the most important issue on which they were voting. And I think that goes a long way towards explaining the implosion of Howard Dean, that and the capture of Saddam Hussein.
But aren't the political experts saying about John Kerry, the now Democratic frontrunner, that a lot of his appeal is based on his military experience? He can say, you know, I'm a war hero.
That's right. And I think that President Bush's biography in that respect is going to be a great liability in this campaign.